Our film critic David Edelstein has a review of the new comedy Be Kind, Rewind, starring Jack Black and Mos Def. It was made by the 44-year-old French-born director Michel Gondry. He first became known for directing innovative music videos for Bjork and award-winning commercials. His first hit feature, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, was directed from a script by Charlie Kaufman. Since then, Gondry has directed his own scripts, the semi-autobiographical The Science of Sleep, and now Be Kind, Rewind.
Michel Gondry's Be Kind, Rewind is pokey and amateurish, but that's not as damning as it sounds. It's a movie about unslick people. It's a monument to unslickness. Mos Def plays Mike, a clerk in a dilapidated New Jersey video store that still rents tapes because the owner, Mr. Fletcher, played by Danny Glover, is behind the times and proud of it. The setup is so loony, it's an eye roller. Mike's paranoid pal, Jerry, played by Jack Black, gets electrocuted breaking into a power plant, picks up a magnetic charge, and inadvertently erases all the store's videos. Egad! Because the building is on the verge of being turned into condos, and because Fletcher, who's away, keeps tabs on the boys via a neighbor, a child woman played by Mia Farrow, Jerry and Mike have to keep the business going, which means shooting their own zero-budget versions of effects-heavy blockbusters like Ghostbusters, Rush Hour 2, and RoboCop. It's Let's Put on a Show, retold as Let's Remake a Movie. Be Kind, Rewind takes a long time to get going, but once Mike and Jerry tote their one measly video camera into a public library to reenact Ghostbusters, it's hard not to bliss out.
And action.
Start over. Sorry, cut.
What?
I looked right in the lens. We gotta start over.
You can't start over.
I looked right in the lens.
You just have to do one good take, all right? Don't listen. What you're doing is good. Just
I am doing good,
thing.
Right?
Yeah, just do this.
Am I doing great?
Thing. You're doing great, but all don't right. Look at
you're doing good too.
All right, thanks,
with the
thanks.
Cinematography.
Okay, good. Go check the cart. Check the cart. Okay, you're doing that's good. That's great. That's great. That's good. Put your head down. Put your head down.
I can't see.
Okay, go back to the shelf. Suspecting nothing. It's a ghost. Ghost. Go. When you're walking down the street and you see a little ghost,
what
you gonna do about Ghostbusters?
What? What is that?
That's the Ghostbusters theme song.
No.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Those reenactments account for maybe 10 minutes of Be Kind, Rewind. Gondry might think he's parodying dumb comedies in which poor people rally to save beloved institutions from foreclosure, but too often his film just resembles them. To make the movie's outlandish premise work, the characters have to act like borderline idiots. Mos Def, who's a gifted actor, is on simpleton autopilot, and Jack Black would be a better clown if he were as physically inventive as he is energetic. Because this is a fairy tale, the customers who rent the crude tapes don't come back with baseball bats, but with fervent requests for more remakes, or Swedes in the film's distinctive patois, because at first they're presented as the special Swedish versions. The movie runs down, and yet it has an oddball integrity that's very likable. A French auteur steeped in deconstructionism, Gondry begins by exploring the gulf between the new democratization of movie making, because everyone has digital video cameras, and the daunting amount of money, technical resources, and personnel it takes to make anything that the mainstream audience will want to see. But that gulf can be bridged, he suggests, with wit and humanity. In The Science of Sleep and many of his music videos, Gondry's designs are right on the border between computer-generated and handmade, a kind of childish surrealism that can leave you elated. The funniest things in Be Kind, Rewind are not the moments in which Mike and Jerry look like Ed Wood's worst nightmare, but when they find rather breathtaking ways to do for pennies what would cost a Hollywood hack millions and be less expressive to boot. Fats Waller holds this ramshackle picture together. He's the nonconformist who's the source of Mr. Fletcher's dreams and civic pride and the subject of the movie's final act. When Hollywood swoops down and accuses Mike and Jerry of copyright infringement, they make something original, a Fats Waller biopic cast with many of their loyal customers. In Be Kind Rewind, pop culture fosters a sense of community, a communion among these stumblebums, their customers, and us, the audience, in a simple but never simple-minded way. Gondry is a true transcendentalist.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.